Chapter 2. Heathcliff and Cathy.
Ellen Dean, or Nellie, to those who knew her well, had, like her mother before her, worked all her life for the Earnshaw family, who had been farmers up at Wuthering Heights for nearly 6 generations. She sighed sadly as she spoke.
Aye, you saw the last of the family up there, sir. Whoever would have thought that things would end up like this?
Sitting quietly by the fire, her soft Yorkshire tones soon transported Lockwood into unexpectedly intense emotional lives as she began her story of the two families and Cathy and Heathcliff.
"Beat you to the top of the hill!"
shouted Cathy, breaking into a run, her long, dark curls streaming behind her in the wind, her cheeks bright with excitement. Heathcliff lost no time in starting. He knew he would have trouble keeping up with her. Beating her would be even more difficult. They panted and gasped as they struggled up through the high grass, the wind pushing them back. But they reached the top, and their hands touched the rock that stood there at exactly the same moment.
"Oh, look! Heathcliff! Oh, it's beautiful!"
said Cathy, as she slowly got her breath back, although the wonderful view was enough to take anyone's breath away. They stood looking over the moors, exhilarated by their sense of freedom and so glad to have run away from the gloomy atmosphere of Wuthering Heights. Joseph had sent them to the back kitchen as a punishment for playing instead of praying on a Sunday, and avoiding Nellie's watchful eye, they had climbed out of the window and run away to their beloved moors.